We welcome to the program Ken Carpenter, who is running for Jackson County Sheriff. Ken, you've run before, haven't you?
Yes, Mr. Connor, I have. I want to thank you for inviting me here. And
I'm Greg.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I would like to thank everybody here in Jackson County for allowing me to talk on the radio show and be out there campaigning.
Talk about your previous run.
My previous run, I ran 8 years ago against Sheriff Rand, the current sheriff that's inside there. I am the last candidate that has ran for sheriff. Since this has come open, I've stepped up to run again because the same thing as I proposed 8 years ago, I want to bring the sheriff's department, bring the changes about that need to be made to make law enforcement more community-driven, and definitely do things that interact with the youth so that way we can change the future of Jackson and be able to help the youth. So that way, like I said, 8 years ago, I wish I was able to contact with the youth that I've missed out on the 8 years ago because of the drugs that have happened. And I wish that we could have made a lot of changes for treatment and to be able to interact, to educate, and help out the community of Jackson, because it definitely has come to a crossroads where safety is a big concern with the drugs and the guns that go on inside of Jackson. So I've seen it working at the city police department, and I know that we need change.
Ken, talk about your background, your experience, and why you want to be sheriff.
Okay. So I grew up in the military. I was born at Fort Riley, Kansas. I served 9 years in the military, in the Army. I am a Gulf War veteran. So I did my time, got my training inside there in the military. I worked for the commanding general at Fort Knox. He was in charge of all armor. I was an armor guy. So from there, I got out. My wife is from this area. She brought me to Jackson. I went to Jackson College, got my criminal justice degree from Jackson College. From there, I joined the Reserve Police Department here in Jackson. I've served there since 2003. I've been... I worked a few jobs throughout college. I worked at Star Commonwealth, interacting with the youth out there, the troubled youth. From there, once I kind of got things going, I became a production supervisor for Ford Motor Company and a company called Forcia. So I went through the downsizing with Ford as far as them not making parts and stuff anymore, because right now Ford just assembles cars. They don't really produce parts anymore. So I've been a production supervisor for a long time, dealt with the unions and stuff like that. Through the city of Jackson, the police department there, we have a great chief right now. He's very invested in training and stuff like that. I've really enjoyed my time and the officers that I work with out there. So
what have you learned there?
Yeah. Well, I've learned that a lot of things that they do is they're community driven. We're inside the schools there. They've had programs that have gone away over the years. The budget has been cut. I've watched them go from, we almost had a dozen cars on the road at the time. Now we're down to about a half a dozen. So I've seen the police department go from a large department to a small size, and what we do now has to be more effective and efficient. I see officers that they go to work and they put in their time. They answer call after call. They're tied up in paperwork. When I go there to work, I try to show as much appreciation to the full-time officers that I work with there, and let them know that I thank them for their time and what they do, because I don't think they get a lot of that. And I think just people going up and saying thank you to the regular officers means a lot to them.
Why do you want to run for sheriff, and what qualities would you bring to the position?
So I want to run for sheriff because, seen 8 years ago that we weren't invested inside the community. We weren't doing things to be proactive to make changes. We could just answering calls. And you could see that the drugs were starting to come to Jackson pretty heavy when I was working at the police department. We were arresting multiple people for crack and became heroin, things like that, and people dying from it. And nobody really took it seriously inside the schools. I think that's how we change that, is that we have to go inside the schools and educate the youth on the consequences and effects of the drugs. Also, there's nobody talking to them about driving consequences, the consequences that me and you face every single day out here, the domestic violence, the assaults, the robberies, all those things that I think that if we educated them on them and the consequences of them, that it'll give the youth something to think about. And we're not invested as the sheriff's department in our youth. My kids have gone to school out here at Columbia and Vandercook and JPEC, and it's very limited, the contact that we have with them. And
sounds like you're pretty invested into training.
Definitely. We definitely have to.
For deputies or officers.
Sure. We need to change how we treat people. We need to change how we do things. I believe law enforcement is at a crossroad right now, especially after the George Floyd incident, that we need to look... The community that I'm talking to, everybody knows that there needs to be change, and people want change out of their law enforcement here in Jackson County. They want a more community-driven law enforcement, that they have, that they know the officers, that they feel safe when they're around the officers. Same with the youth. They are expecting the same thing. They want to know them. They want to be able to go up and say hi to an officer and not feel threatened or scared, and we don't have that. My proposal is 30 minutes before school opens, I and my other deputies need to be at that door, just opening it up and saying good morning every single morning. There's not a more polite way to interact with people than that, and especially the youth.
A lot of challenges right now for any police department.
Sure.
Policing division, would you agree with that?
I definitely agree with that. Right now, with people talking about defunding, I think we've already done that to our police departments. Like I said, we've gone from large to small. And so I don't think we need to defund. I think we need to be more efficient the way that the taxpayers' dollars are spent. And to me, that would be interacting with the youth, so that way we build that relationship and trust with the youth and also the community. There's ideas and programs that I have that I watched my father as a police officer in the military implement on military bases. It was at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and he opened up the prison for tours there. We also interacted the things that I want to do on our 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day weekends when we have the Cascades down there. I don't want to walk around as 8 police officers. I'd rather park those cars in different areas, work with JCA and the fire departments, and be able to stage at different areas so that a way the youth and the community can come talk to us and we can show you what we do and the tools of our trade that we use, so that a way we build that relationship that we don't have right now.
You talked, you mentioned budgets earlier, and it looks like this one's going to be really, really tight coming up.
Definitely. For me, I think I offer more with doing budgets, because the companies I've worked for, like the Big Three, you've got to produce and you've got to make sure your budget is in line and that you are spending the money that the way they're expecting, and you're also producing, you're making money.
You got to meet the goals.
You do have to meet the goals, and I've got to take care of the employees. That's the first thing that I've always learned from the military, is you take care of your people and your people will take care of you. That's my goal. If I take care of my deputies, I expect my deputies to come out here and take care of the community at the same time. That's why all of us, for me, I got into law enforcement, because it's an area that you go to take care of people. You're not there to hurt or harm people. You're there to protect and serve the community.
One issue is jail overcrowding.
Yes.
Can the sheriff make a difference there?
Sure, we can. For one of the programs that I'm looking at, I have a son that works there at the jail. So for the sheriff's deputies, I'm very invested, because that's his future and that's his career, and I want to make sure that it's done right. We need to start taking a look at all the people that we arrest for drug things. We need to get them treatment. It's not about locking them up, because I've seen it for years. We can lock them up. You can lock them up 3 days, 3 weeks, but the day they get out of there, I've already dealt with it at the police department. We're re-going to their houses because they overdose. We're not treating them. I don't want this to be a revolving door, and that's what it is currently right now. We're not invested.
It's really a mental health issue, isn't it?
Definitely. It's Jackson County has a big mental health issue that me and the law enforcement officers need more training from, and there are resources out there to get people their mental health. So those tools need to be accessible to the Sheriff's Department to get people the help that they need.
Ken Carpenter with us. He is running for sheriff, Jackson County Sheriff. Talk a little bit about gun violence, Ken, because it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. You just had an issue this morning on your radio station that we were listening to, and it's when I work the police department, responding to calls all the time, shots fired. And so we need to interact with the youth, because the way I look at it is, and the calls that I've gone to, a lot of it is our 14 to 24 year old youth that are involved in a lot of these shootings. A lot of it is over drugs or girlfriends. We need to do better than that as the community. We need to educate the youth and let them understand that we have to make better choices than that. We can't take somebody's life because of situations like that. And I know as the community, the parents, we don't want our kids involved in something like that. So we need to do better with communicating with the youth. We need to educate them inside the schools about gun crimes. We also need to educate the adults about gun crimes. We need to work together, the Sheriff's Department and the community, to fix this problem. The Sheriff's Department, with what we're doing now, it hasn't been effective. It hasn't been effective for years.
You're familiar with the department then? With, like you said, your son
right,
is
my son,
there?
Yep.
Everybody talks about the culture.
Right.
What's the culture like?
Well, for me, I can't speak on the Sheriff's Department because I've never worked there. So I'm very limited on the knowledge that I have. I've seen a lot of city police officers go to work for the Sheriff's Department because at the time we were downsizing. The officers, I believe, are doing their job out there. It's just they need, I just want to show the community that they are human beings like just like me and you are. We are regular people, but they've got to treat you that way too. And so, you know, I expect to them to give you respect and dignity, just like I expect the community to give back to them. But I've got to rebuild that trust first.
Yeah, another issue that has come up certainly is diversity in the department. And I don't think we've seen a very diverse sheriff's department since I've been around here.
Right. And so that was kind of discussed 8 years ago when I ran for sheriff. And there's just a lot of things that I brought to the table that I don't know what happened. I don't know if I just didn't get my message out. But we do need diversity in there. And also inside the sheriff's department, we're not keeping employees for long term. I think that's part of the job for me.
A lot of turnover?
There's a lot of turnover. A lot of officers come and go. They get a little bit of experience, and then they're headed off to another department that offers retirement benefits, a lot of things that we don't offer here. So I think that that's going to be part of my job as a sheriff, to speak up for these deputies to make sure that we're properly funded, that they're being paid. I've got automotive guys that work on lines that make more than police officers do, and it's sad when you ask a guy to come put his life on the line and you're paying him very minimal.
Final word for voters, Ken, why should they vote for you?
I believe that I offer something different than the other two candidates do. The other two candidates are offering you basically what you have. I see a guy that has ran a small town police department with three or four officers. He's done a great job out in Columbia Township. For me, I have other issues with that, but and then Shooty, he is we worked at the same department together, but I don't see any change coming. I see a guy that wants to arrest people and turn them into informants to solve crimes. I think we can do better than that. We're already doing that now inside the police department. I want change. I want change that's going to make our department better, to put our department at the forefront inside of Michigan and the United States if we can. We want to turn it into a good department, just like the time that I've served inside the military. The military, it is a great organization. There's no reason why our sheriff's department can't be that with the proper leadership.
Ken, can folks, are you online? Can somebody find out about your campaign online?
Yes, it is Carpenter for Sheriff. And if you go to Facebook, that's where I've spent a lot of the time, or my own personal Facebook, it's Kenneth Wayne Carpenter. So if any of you would like to learn a little bit about that or contact me, you are more than happy to do that through either one of those sites.
Ken, thanks for coming out.
Thank you. I appreciate the time. And
good luck.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Appreciate it.